Hello, America. Kate Delaney sitting here at the precipice of where we are in this nation when it comes to school safety and guns and, geez, people thinking about Christmas with heavy hearts for all the families who had children and loved ones taken from them way too soon. Here's the good news. With all the conversation over Sandy Hook Elementary and the horrific, disgusting, tragic turn of events last Friday, there is a conversation happening about what to do and how to stop anything like this from happening in the future. We can't 100% guarantee that, but man, we can certainly give it our best. That's why America's so great, filled with people with lots of good ideas. And let's see these ideas kick in. There's a task force that's set to get underway coming into the new year in Washington. The president's calling for one. He's also, of course, calling for an assault weapon ban, looking at guns again. He sort of stopped short of that, but threw it out there. And Democrats, Republicans, and others are going to be looking into what is it we're not doing, what can we do, and how do we ultimately come up with the answer to the riddle of we cannot have these mass shootings anymore, especially in these safe haven places. Certainly a kid going to school shouldn't have to have a backpack that helps him fend off bullets, but that's what's happening. Body armor has the people selling it for children has gone up 500% in some cases. Their revenue in the last week, it's not even been a week. So that tells you something, doesn't it? It's a lot of fear out there. And boy, what was the motive and what destroyed this kid's mind that led to this terrible thing? That's part of the other discussion on mental health. For me, you cannot put enough possible ways to rescue someone in front of them, starting from the time that they're young. Better advancements to mental health, looking at things from childhood on, access to getting it, and no stigmatism. And the stigmatism part would be very hard to attack because no matter what anyone says, oh, there are facilities, oh, you can do this, oh, yes, it was cut in some states, but then there's this. It's not true across the board, and it's if we had more availability of that, I think, especially at younger ages, then maybe you catch this and turn someone a little bit around. Even if there's something different, even if they have an illness, it doesn't ratchet up to this horrible situation that we saw where somebody just completely snaps in half and goes after innocent people. Not just taking their own life, not at all. Not just murdering someone in their family, but going after innocent kids who have nothing to do with their situation. In the meantime, there are a slew of other things that have been happening. A quick reminder, we have another Nail the Score coming up in our next couple of segments. What a fun way to participate. You don't have to know anything about football. Our supercomputer will pick the game of the week in the NFL. Once that happens, you call in. Tell us who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. We've had one winner so far this year, and it was Dave in Vermont. Will we have a second one in the regular season? Boy, would it be great. I would love it if we had another winner. And maybe that'll happen. You could be that person. You don't have to know a lot about the X's and O's of the game. It's not about that. It's about a guess. It's like circling lottery numbers. That's my best analogy. I say it all the time because it's true. You don't have to analyze the two teams or any of that kind of stuff. All right, you want a miracle? Let's give you some good news at the top. There's a couple of interesting things. One, the story about this skier that's now been circulated all over the place, surviving after being buried in an avalanche. That's wild, because usually the people are smothered when you hear about any kind of an avalanche, and it's too late, you can't be rescued. But a 20-year-old Washington State woman survived all that snow piled on top of her for 10 minutes, they say, at Crystal Mountain Ski Resort. And she said when she was interviewed afterwards that she thought, I'm going to die. I could die right here. And she said she finished one of the best ski runs of her life when the snow just slipped away beneath her. And she said she remembered going down and being unable to stop herself, try to put her arms out, stop at anything. She did use her left arm to scoop snow away from her mouth, and she created an air pocket. And then she prayed and waited, she said. The ski patrol came by, and they were able to take those metal poles, because that's what you do, you have to be careful. They got the metal poles in, and they were able to get her out. That's crazy. She has to feel pretty lucky that she was rescued, but creating the air pocket was a smart thing to do, which goes to show you whenever you're in one of those situations and panic automatically is what sets in, it's natural. If you could just take that extra breath, figure out a way to catch your breath and keep breathing, then, you know, you could end up saving your life. And that's a prime example, because usually in the avalanches, unless someone's right there, you don't get that second chance. And that is definitely a second chance. Definitely a second chance. And speaking of snow, a snowstorm is causing a lot of problems for people that are traveling around the U.S. Luckily, right now, it's not into Christmas week, but rapidly it will be. And a lot of people took off this week or part of this week to extend their Christmas vacations. And there's a bad, wicked snowstorm in the Rockies, and it's spread to the upper Midwest. Interstate 70 was closed. You couldn't see 5 feet in front of you, or for that matter, right through your front windshield, because of the visibility of the blowing snow was cutting the visibility. So they closed it down really until the evening. Drivers in Iowa and Nebraska still had the same problem. They might have, if they went out, they might get stuck. And they got light snow that's going down at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. They're reporting that now. And that might make some visibility problems a little bit poor and might cause some delays, You have to just pay attention to the National Weather Service once all the snow is down. But, boy, the snow is huge for the ski resort people. They got to love this because that's where they got hit, Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah. And it's right in front of a busy weekend. So that's pretty good for them. It's like Vail, which is outside of Denver, probably 90 miles. They said they were going to trigger some small snow slides to remove larger threats because they were starting to see snow pile up. I talked about the avalanche that happened, and they have to be able to do that if they can't plow. And of course, they can't. And they're trying to keep the snow in place. And in Arizona, same thing. They've been, had a couple of blankets of snow in the mountains north of Flagstaff. They say 2 feet of snow, so about 20 inches. That makes for great skiing, though. If they can keep it pretty safe, that is good stuff when you're looking for something to ski on where you're not, you don't have man-made snow or stuff that they're adding to it. So that's pretty nice for anybody taking that vacay. On the flip side, as I said, we got another edition of Nail the Score. Let me give you the number so you can ring in. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the field. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 19, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1673.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1715.23, $857.62 for a half ounce, or $428.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $1715.23, $857.62, and $428.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right. Ho, ho, ho. Let's hope that we have something to give away. Bragging rights for one. And let's see what the game of the week will be. Let it rip, Matt. Nah, this is a great one. The Sunday night football game, San Francisco and Seattle. The 49ers need just one more win, then they'll clinch another NFC West title. Remember last season. But what's going to happen against Seattle? Because Seattle has been a pretty high-scoring team if you go back and you look at what they've done week after week. And they're going to try to clinch that playoff spot and stay in the hunt in the West. So that's just the scenarios. But looking at this, boy, my gut says to go with San Francisco, but the Seahawks are pretty hot. Every time I've gone against them in the other stuff that I've got, I've lost. So I'm going to say I like the kid quarterback, Colin Kaye. He was great against New England. That was a huge win for them. And I think they ride that momentum train. I'm going to give it to Seattle, and the final score will be 32-24. So I like a high-scoring game, 32-24.
Which is your winning team?
Seattle.
Okay, because I thought you were talking about San Francisco. But all right. I think this is going to be a blowout. And I think it's going to be a blowout in Seattle's favor,
mm-hmm.
even though I am not a fan of Pete Carroll, and especially what he's been doing
he's
the last
lame.
2 weeks. But it's kind of fun because Jim Harbaugh?
Harbaugh, yeah.
And Pete Carroll go back to the Pac-12 days, USC, Stanford, the battles there. There's a little tension between them, still tension now, I believe, in the same division. But Seattle is so tough to beat at home. I'm going Seattle 35, San Fran 21.
Wow, we have close scores.
I guess not a huge blowout.
No, I said 32-24, and you're saying 35-21. That's wild. Yeah, I agree with what you just said. I think it's going to be fun to watch this one. Or I think it's going to be really fun to watch this one. We'll see. Seattle can clinch a playoff spot Sunday with losses by the Bears, the Vikings, the Redskins. So, they, you know, the Seahawks, if they win, they have a chance to even win the West. It depends on the teams I just mentioned. You know,
Seattle's going to win out, and San Francisco has to lose out.
Yeah. They have to win out.
I don't think it's going to happen, but.
It's going to be interesting to, I mean, this is really interesting because this has a lot on the line here. And there are a couple of people that aren't, there's a couple of injuries that both sides are actually dealing with, but forget all that. I'd say that there's going to be some major momentum working for Seattle. Seattle's averaging like 33 points. And that's huge. They're putting points on the board. And after what happened, as I said, with the Patriots, that was a big win for them. I think they're going to just keep staying on that train.
The Seahawks, they have scored 50-plus points 2 weeks in a row, and that's the first time that has happened since, I can't remember what the year was, but it was something like 1951 or 52, I think. Which is
that's crazy. All right, let me get out the number, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Mike in Kentucky, you are the first one out of the box. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm going to go 31-27 in favor of the 49ers.
Woo, 49ers. You know, look, we're saying it's still pretty close, even though Matt said he thought he had a blowout. That's not what his score prediction was.
Then I reevaluated.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good game.
I don't really have a good feeling on either way, but I'm going to just throw a guess out there and hope I win.
There you go, Michael. Thank you so much for calling us. That's it. That's what I say. It's just a game of chance, really. It doesn't matter. The best football analyst in the world does not have the crystal ball to tell you exactly what's going to happen and what the final score is going to be. It's like, that's why it's so fun to watch. Like, you watch the HBO thing, you watch the guys. I watch the guys on Fox. Sometimes I'll flip over to CBS and watch Boomer and Dan Marino and the coach and whatever. But they're all predicting because everyone wants to know so they can razz each other. Who do you think's going to win? What do you think's going to happen? Rick in Illinois, I have a wild prediction that he is going to mention somewhere in this conversation Sarah Palin's name. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Okay, let's see. I got San Francisco 35, Seattle 13.
35-13, all right. So you think the 49ers are rolling over Seattle?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to blow them out.
Oh, well, that would be a big win for them, and it'd have a lot of repercussions for them in the playoffs. So there you go. We'll see. No Palin reference on purpose. I'm saying you did that. I'm getting an autographed picture of her for you, so you can hang it up in your house. He thinks I'm kidding. I'm telling you, I requested it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Pat in New York. Hello, Pat.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling, Pat. Who do you like here?
I like San Francisco, and I think it's going to be 38-27.
Ooh, 38-27. Awesome. Hey, we're glad you're listening to us. Have you been listening for a while?
Oh, yes.
Man, I'm glad you called. Good. I'm glad you called. Tell everyone else. Give us a call, my pals in New York. Boy, miss things about New York, Pat. Like good bagels. You can't... It's something about the water. Isn't it funny that people in other places, when you say, why are the bagels so good or the bread? Why is the bread so good? And you say water and people in other places look at you like you're crazy. I remember when I lived in California, I said, oh, yeah, it's the water. And they're like, what? What are you talking about the water? Because they have a misconception about the quality of the water, but the water is actually excellent. So the games of the week that we didn't pick, when in looking at what the supercomputer could have picked, there are other bubble teams and matchups that might be pretty intriguing. One of them is in Houston, Texas. The Texans are hosting the Vikings. And what will the Vikings do? Who shows up for the Vikings? Because it's a big, big, big game for them, for Adrian Peterson.
We're fighting for our lives.
Yeah, fighting for a playoff berth, you know, to try to stay in it. And they could. They very well could do it. What are they saying in Minnesota, Matt, about the chances and about the, you know, what they think will happen here in the matchups? Well, Peterson, he's got to be the guy. He's got to dazzle.
That's the way we can win. And people are saying that they, you know, Texans have a pretty awesome defense, but the last couple of weeks it's not been the greatest. So they're thinking maybe we got a shot against them. I'm hoping that because they have their division wrapped up, maybe they're not going to be playing as hard as normally they would be, and we can squeak by them.
Squeak by. Yeah, Peterson last time, what was it, against St. Louis? He had 212 yards, and, boy, he is so fun. He is fun to watch. He is the best player on that team without a doubt. Everybody's watching him, not just the people in Minnesota. So if he, and also, too, there's a big record in the NFL that he could eclipse, and while he's amazing people with how many yards he's eating up, he's the only player, that's what I love about sports because there's so much statistics, he's the only player who's averaging more than 100 yards a game. He's third in the league carry-wise, 6.3 yards per carry, and he's making a run at some serious records. So the Vikings hold the final wild card spot in the NFC. There's all these crazy tie-breaking scenarios that make the position kind of, you know, iffy. They really need to do this, and if they do reach the playoffs, it'll be the first time since 2009. And Peterson is even saying, forget about record things. It's, you know, there's a record he could break, Eric Dickerson's single-season record of 2,105 yards. That was set back in 84 with the Rams all the way back then. He needs 294 yards in two games to break that record. He says he's just worried about, I think, the playoff scenarios more than the individual record. 855-266-5283. More of Nail the Score next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine.
Your chance to nail the score.
Just like
this week, the game is the 49ers at the Seahawks. It's the Sunday night game, 8:20 Eastern kick. Who do you think's going to win? Seahawks, do they put up the major points on the board? Or is it the 49ers that will clinch this one? One of the things, it's just like the song said, ain't that a kick in the head? The worst is anything to do with these brain injuries we're seeing, whether it's from childhood or some of the pro athletes, especially the NFL, what happens in their future dealing with their brains because of sometimes the concussions that they've had, or other things that have happened in the daily grind that they take, the hits in practice and all that other sort of stuff. And that's changed because the practices now have changed, thanks in part to Dr. Cantu, who is somebody who has worked with the brain for 30 years. He's a neurosurgeon in Boston, and he wrote a book called Sports Concussions and Our Kids. But he's also the chief advisor to the NFL when it comes to that. And Dr. Victor Pedro is a neurotherapist. I had a chance to catch up with both of them. I wanted you to hear this little clip of them talking about the brain and, you know, moving forward, where do we go from here?
I think the most important thing is to understand that no brain trauma is good brain trauma. You can't condition the brain to take trauma. You can only injure it and hurt it. But that having been said, let's not get paranoid about it. We're all going to have brain trauma over the course of our life. But we should minimize it in every opportunity that we can. And the biggest way that we can minimize brain trauma in collision sports is to start sports later, number one. And number two, take the trauma out of practice. In other words, reduce dramatically the full contact practices. And that's what the National Football League has done. They only practice with pads 14 times in 18 weeks. That's less than once a week. That's to minimize the head trauma that they otherwise would be sustaining in practice.
All right, so that's the good news there, that they've been able to change that. You think of all of the hits they were taking and how many older players had done that throughout the course of their career, and then you see the sad stories about what they've turned into and how debilitating that has become for so many. We are nailing the score, and you can play simply by dialing these digits. Tell us what you think is going to happen. Is San Francisco or Seattle going to win, and what's the score going to be? You can take my score, or Matt's, by the way, since we're not eligible, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. As long as it's in by the top of the hour, then your score will count. Like Joe, who says a couple, he wrote a couple of different scores to give me a choice, knowing not when he was going to, when we were going to go to the email. Joe says he likes Seattle to win this 45-10. So he sees blowout written all over this as well. And, you know, turnovers, problems on the line, that certainly is not far-fetched. And if you look at, if you just looked at scores and didn't even know the teams, and you looked at how crazy the scores were this season, it was tough to predict. It really was. Because you saw scoreless games, you saw 7-6 games. I mean, just wild. So either lots of points, a blowout, or the complete opposite of that. We have more people that have emailed us, and I'll get to that, but I want to give out the numbers again. 855-266-5283. Talking about nailing the score, maybe we'll have another winner, just like Dave in Vermont. If you guess the right team and the right score, then you could be the next winner. I got a note about the Jets and earlier in the day from my pal George, who's had some inside scoop on the New York Jets. And I guess the Jets want to trade Mark Sanchez. How about that? And at the same breath, and this is why I bring it up, the Jets want to trade Mark Sanchez. And who could be interested in New York? Think about the backup. Tim Tebow is the backup, right? Rex Ryan is getting lots of questions about both of those quarterbacks. And then there is the little bird in the air whispering Michael Vick would be definitely amenable to coming to New York in 2013. So pretty much it sounds like he knows he's lost his starting quarterback job to Greg McElroy, perhaps, right? So Tebow is now dangling in the wind. He might be asked to be traded or get released. If Sanchez doesn't come back, they owe him over $8 million for 2012. So that's, you think about that for a backup. So Michael Vick, does he come in? Because the rookie Nick Foles could take over the starting quarterback job there. Yeah, pretty interesting in the revolving door of what happens for the New York Jets. Certainly not what they predicted heading into the season. Not what they thought would go on with Sanchez. I really believe that when Tim Tebow came in, that was kind of a gig to Sanchez, since they had a lot of depth in that position. And he did not answer the call. If you don't answer the call, eventually they figure out a way to do it without you. And then you're out there in the open market somewhere, or your agent is looking for a gig. So Seattle and San Francisco. Seattle averaging, I mentioned this before, 33.4 points. And what does that mean? maybe not a darn thing, because you can look at this in from a lot of different angles, and good luck trying to predict it. Pete Carroll, the coach, says, for a time we were just trying to get the offense going and not screw it up and make sure that we could keep moving the chains, but we're well past that. We're well past that. We can only focus on the game right here and now. It's a big division finish for us, and we'll see how it goes, because Seattle still has a chance to win the West. Even if they lose, they can clinch a playoff spot with losses by the Bears, Vikings, and Redskins, but they can control their own destiny by making a quick move right away by claiming this game to start off with. And that makes sense, because you'd rather control your own fate than have to worry about, well, if this team does that and that team does that, then guess what? We'll back into the playoffs. Yeah, I'm gonna say no. They don't want to do that. They want to control it. All right, here's a couple more quickly. This one from Cindy, who says, hey, I would call, but I'm in the middle of work. Cindy says, Seattle all the way. I agree with you. I'm going to take your score, Kate, because I have no idea in that department. So what is your score? 32-24. That's the score. So keep that in mind. Scribble that down. Then we have this one from Jeremiah. Jeremiah says, San Francisco, Kate, have you lost your mind? You too, Matt, for that matter. I think San Francisco answers the call, and they're going to surprise a lot of people. My final guess for this game will be San Francisco 42, Seattle 24. Ooh, that's a pretty big spread between those teams. I said we had another one. We got another one here. This one from Stace. Stace says, been listening for a while. Love the nail the score thing. Get a big kick out of it. Especially Dr. E. Love to see a picture of his car. You should have him send you one. But with all the characters and all the confusion, I think I like San Francisco in the end. And the final score is tougher, but the final score will be 31-17. Oof, 31-17. All right, so that's a little bit of a blowout, but not ridiculous. And definitely doable, definitely. You can send me an email with your guess, americatonight.net, or give me a call at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Who wins between Seattle and San Francisco? That's all we need to know. And what that score is going to be. No score, by the way, is ridiculous, because look at the season we've had. Good luck trying to predict what's going to happen. That's how it's been. And all you have to do is look at the scores. Like I say, if you go back and you look at the scores, it would be interesting to go back, look at the scores, and try to pin them in a particular week to a team. I bet you'd get 90% of them wrong. Stay with us. We're going to the B-side in just a minute.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESSGAS. 1-800-LESSGAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800 less gas.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you haven't told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
Well, Seattle is looking for a perfect game, but geez, so are the 49ers. What's going to happen in this one? It's at Seattle. The crowd will go crazy. They're looking to jump back in. A lot of playoff implications on the line when they hit the CenturyLink Field in Seattle. What else will the weather be like? Of course, rainy and overcast and chilly. But the 49ers, I mean, listen, any of these guys can play in any of this kind of weather. I don't think it matters. San Francisco could find itself in danger of letting the division lead slip away in Seattle. And, you know, after the Seahawks ripped Buffalo, what was the final score? And that was like 50-17. I kept seeing the crawl. You know, when you're watching a game and they have one score and all the scores come over and they'll say scoring alert or something comes up and then they'll tell you what happened, how they scored, whatever team it was. And you kept seeing that a lot. So it's, you know, it's the 49ers had their big win in New England. They hung on. They were able to do it. And they got a playoff berth. So what's going to happen between these two, looking at the scenarios of what happened the week before? Sometimes there is definitely something to the momentum, but they both sort of have momentum in this one. So let's go to Ann in Missouri. Hello, Ann.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
I have been here for 112 years, I think it is. First off, I say it's going to be the 49ers. And I think it'll be 30 to 17.
Woo, 30 to 17. I like it. I like Seattle in this one, but that's okay. We're on different sides. But the score, I think, is in the ballpark for sure. It's good to hear from you, Ann.
Yeah. I have got a tune-in radio on my tablet.
And
I can't believe, I can get you now.
Yay!
So
that's good. Good news. Keep calling.
You have a very blessed Merry Christmas, and hope to hear from you soon.
All right, Ann,
keep
calling.
They're going to win.
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
Happy New Year, too.
Hey, you too. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Luke in Illinois, do you think Ann's guess is wrong? What's your guess?
I like her guess, but I don't think the score is going to be that high.
Okay. 49ers?
Yep, I'm going to take 49ers. Going to say 20 to 7.
Oh, 20 to 7, so kind of the opposite kind of game.
Yep.
Yeah, 20 to 7. All right, all those guesses are good. Be careful up there with the snow. Have you seen snowflakes yet?
Not yet, nope.
Oh.
Just raining here so far.
Oh, maybe you're just going to escape with the rain. I don't know. I was looking at the weather forecast. Luke, you might batten the hatches in the next day or so. It's looking like a little snow. All right, so 49ers, 27. If you want to jump in on the action, you got to let your telephone fly or your fingers fly over the digits anyway. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I don't think you want to let your phone fly. When I dropped my second iPhone and I had to go to what they call the Genius Bar, which basically means they're going to charge you more money, they do fix it. I asked the guy, well, what's the biggest thing that happens to the iPhones? And he said people dropping them in toilets or people jumping into water or an ocean or a pool or something and forgetting about the iPhone and completely destroying it. Yeah. I haven't done either one of those things. I just drop it at a weird angle and then it smacks the glass. Dr. E in Kentucky. Hey, Dr. E.
Hey, Kate. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Are you liking our friends in San Francisco who will be the Road Warriors, or do you like Seattle this time around?
San Francisco and Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take San Fran.
San Fran.
What was your score?
My score, somebody already took my score, 30.
Oh.
And plus I took Seattle. Matt, you could take Matt's score and make it for the 49ers. His score was 35-21.
Okay, I'll take Matt.
35-20. Oh, I love it. Say hi to the boys in the plant for me, Dr. E. 35-21. But the opposite of Matt's, just put that on San Francisco. It's such a numbers game. And the numbers may fall in favor. In your favor, you just got to pick a few and throw them out there. 855-266-5283. We're doing the Nail the Score thing here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. 855-266-5283. Joe in Illinois. Yo, Joe, who do you like?
Well, I'm going to pick the 49ers. There was a character on there a little earlier. His name is Luke from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
He thinks
he does, but I don't think he really does.
I know there's a good story behind this. What's the score?
I'm going to say 31-14.
Woo, 31-14. Yeah, you know, Luke said 27.
Yeah, well, he's a little bit on the slow side, but we can all forgive him for that.
All right, Joe, you go. Maybe you're going to be the winner. Enjoy the game. It's a Sunday night game, so that's a fun. You know, that's fun. The Sunday night game's fun, especially if you think, well, Christmas Eve is Monday. So you kind of fall into Christmas Eve after this game, and then Christmas after that. So maybe this will be a very exciting Christmas for somebody because they nail the score. Who doesn't like to win? Who doesn't like to have their? That's why they do those door prizes. Come on, like we don't know they know we like to win door prizes.
Winning.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter what it is, what kind of contest. we want to claim it. We want to have the bragging rights. I always say it's more about the bragging rights than anything else. It's like when you play in these golf tournaments and they have the closest to the pin, longest drives, those two different contests. It's hilarious to watch people. And it's not that there's some great prizes, but they want to win it. The longest drive, oh, I've seen guys practically pull their back out thinking that they're going to come up with a drive that's going to surpass Tiger Woods. 390, right down the fairway. Or the closest to the pin, I'm always wondering, really, if anyone's messed with the stake when they move it around. So here it's not about close, it's about actually nailing it. You have to nail the score. And the game that we're talking about is San Francisco and Seattle. It's in Seattle. It's like picking lottery numbers. You just have to tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We got one here from Little Mo, who sent us this at americatonight.net, saying 49ers all the way, Kate. I think they win this. In a lower scoring game, 17-14. 17-14. Danny in Mississippi, what's your guess? What do you think? You like the 49ers or you like Seattle?
Seahawks, 27-24.
27-24 Seahawks. All right, we're playing on the same side of this one, Danny. Good luck. I hope you enjoy the game. Seattle. 27-24. What a season for the Seahawks. We said it already. They're lighting up the scoreboard with a lot of offense. Will it continue or not? Got to think that that crowd, if they're worth their salt as far as being sports fans, they should go a little nuts over the Seahawks because they realize that there is always that 12th man theory of how loud can you be to, send the juices flowing for the team, and there is something to that, especially too for the opposition, for San Francisco, make it hard for them to hear. Regardless, it won't be about tricks or shenanigans. It's going to be about really good football, I think. 49ers and the Seahawks, let's go. Let's see if somebody nails the score. Good luck, everyone.
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
Ha ha!
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.